News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, Copper, you'll be happy to know, by the way, got some feedback here. Morgan from Gadsden just texted and said, Copper's Corner, spot on. Said in the text, says, buying this generation out doesn't lead to dependency, doesn't lead to government dependency. It also fans the flames of entitlement. That's spot on. Anyway, good stuff there, Copper. Hey, Copper, are those folks still hanging on the line? We good to go in there?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good deal. I'll tell you what, let me do this, and I'll jump over to the phone lines before we go any further. Number line five there, Harry from Athens, I know, held on. Hey, Harry, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hello, this is Harry. I'm wondering what would General Eisenhower say about a woke advisor and sensitivity counselor being assigned to his staff?
I'm pretty sure that Eisenhower wouldn't have had it. I'm pretty sure Eisenhower would have sent the person out to the field and made them work with Patton. How about that?
I like that.
It boggles the mind, doesn't it, Harry?
Yes, it does. I'm just outraged with where we're headed with the military.
I saw recently, as a former member of Special Operations community, I saw that Special Operations Command just appointed a chief of diversity and inclusion with no military experience. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Well, so what would General Patton do with an assignment like that?
Well, General Patton was not known for being very politically correct. In fact, he did get called on the carpet for basically slapping a guy because he thought he was a coward. So,
he knew what it takes to win wars, and that's what the military is all about.
That's exactly right. Harry, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience as always. That's Harry from Athens. Let me jump over to line one, Clay from Madison. Hey, Clay, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing great. Hey, I've been a conservative for probably before I was born. But to preface this, I don't have any master's degrees or anything. I'm not a psychologist, humanist, statistician. But I am an analyst. Two different branches of the military have trained me to be information analysts. And having said that, I have noticed that parenting, whether you're liberal, conservative, or independent, we parent our children in a conservative mindset. Don't steal, don't hit, share, be responsible, don't lie. And it takes a higher level of education to change that parenting mindset.
Wow.
It's a theory of mine, and I can't prove it. I don't have the means to test it and everything. But if you think about it, if you just think about how the majority of the American population, or people at large in the world for that matter, parent their children when they're the youngest developmental years, it's a conservative method of parenting.
That's pretty cool, Clay. I think you're onto something there. And I like how the way you said that, you know, we raise them with a conservative mindset, and it takes a certain level of education to educate them out of it. I think that's spot on. I mean, I think there's probably some liberal households that raise their children to be liberal, but if you get down to it, a lot of the values they try to instill are still conservative in their mindset.
Everything has its norm and its abnorm. The norm is the conservative training of our children. The abnorm is to change that to something else.
Wow. Very cool. And Clay, you mentioned the military. Thank you for your service, too. We appreciate that very much. Clay from Madison on the phone with us there. Thank you very much, Clay. Well, listen, let me do this, folks. In the time that we have left, I'm going to switch to number three on the triple diver. I just called it crunching the numbers. Crunching the numbers. So today I have done some time running through what I call sort of a rising wave of conservatism, sensing it, knowing that it's there in the political winds. I also talked about a whole section there about what do you do when the headlines are lying to you? What is clickbait? Can you even trust the media when they put sensational headlines that don't match the reality of the actual article itself? What does that tell you about the organization that's promoting that news cycle? The next one of the triple dipper is, I'm just calling it crunching the numbers. So this morning early, I am working on the show, right? I get up in the morning early. I get a cup of coffee. I sit down. I have some quiet time and spending time in the Word. And then I go into resourcing the show. Bada boom. And I usually hit it pretty hard. And I begin to develop the show by going through and I find those segments of the news cycles or trends that I'm seeing, and I bring that to the Triple Dipper. Well, today, the thing that struck me that kind of stood out was I kept finding stories that were numbers-based. Now, I'm not an accountant. Numbers were not my friend in school. It's funny how I can do math in my head better now than I could when I had to take a test on it. But nonetheless, all that to say, the numbers were jumping out. Like, for instance, and by the way, this is a potpourri of numbers, a veritable cornucopia, if you will, a vast buffet we're about to have here of numbers. Here's one. Story on Fox right now. Just came out in the last 2 hours. It came out while I was on the air, so I grabbed this story to look at it. And it's saying this. Red states like Texas and Florida are growing while California, Illinois, and New York are shrinking. I think we could have predicted that, nonetheless. The populations are changing. But look at the numbers here. It says between 2020 and 2021, this country has seen the lowest, the country has seen the lowest population growth since its founding at only 0.1%, but the biggest declines anywhere have occurred in Washington, D.C. and other Democrat-led states. And it says right now, D.C. topped the list with a decline of 2.9% of its population. New York followed with a 1.6% decline of its population. Illinois has a 0.9, almost a full percent decline in its population. If you remember in Alabama here, we saw that all of a sudden, Birmingham is no longer the biggest city in the state. It's Huntsville. Huntsville is the biggest city in the state. Birmingham is barely holding on to number two. I would suggest to you a big part of that is because it's largely a Democrat-run city, because their policies mean something. And anyway, this I found this article fascinating, talking about the decline. Meanwhile, it says the states that saw the biggest increase in population growth were Republican-run states. Idaho, 2.9%. Utah, 1.7%. Montana, 1.7%. Arizona, 1.4%. South Carolina, 1.2% growth. That's literally saying that the top states were all Republican-controlled states. Each of them saw significant growth. And if you remember, California is now losing a member of Congress. Yeah. All right. Keep it moving. What else I have in numbers? Here's a story. This came off of Breitbart. Breitbart reporting. Joe Biden has imported almost 1.5 million migrants in the last 8 months. Are you kidding me? Okay. Biden's government has inflated the foreign population, according to Breitbart, which is, by the way, taking this directly from data by the Center for Immigration Studies. Biden's government has inflated the foreign population in the United States to record levels by adding almost 1.5 million migrants in just 8 months. The policy says that roughly one legal or illegal immigrant or migrant has been added for every three Americans who enter the workforce during the same period. God, that's amazing. It says the resulting inflow now brings the official estimate of the foreign population up to 46.2 million in the United States. This is the largest number of immigrants ever recorded in any government survey or census going back to 1850. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Immigrants were 14.2% of the population in November of this year. That's the highest percentage in 111 years. By the way, I do not mind immigration. I do not mind legal immigration. What's happening, though, is the Biden administration has lowered the bars so much and also opened up the borders for illegal immigration that we're seeing this massive influx almost without control measures. I mean, my sister-in-law is a foreign national who's been naturalized, and we love her. She's part of the family. She's an extremely productive member of the community, and I'm just going to say right now, that's exactly what we're looking for. Bring it. But the Biden administration is changing the dynamic by lowering the standards to the extent that it's almost farcical to think that we have an immigration system right now. All right, moving on. More numbers. What else you got, Phil? I'm crunching all the numbers. Let's see what we got here. Here's another one. Biden and the Democrats, this is off Fox News again. Biden and the Democrats face grim findings in two new polls. All right, these are actual major polls. These are not weak polls. These are not little push polls. Push polls is when they just call you and they guide you towards the answer. Not that. Says the president's approval rating among independent voters has dropped by 8 points in 1 week. 1 week! Whoever heard of 8-point drop in 1 week? That's catastrophic. In political world, this is like somebody putting a stake through your heart, all right? Says that President Biden and congressional Democrats are getting less done in Washington than a plurality of voters expected, according to a new poll. Yeah, I think? All right. It says 41% of Americans are the only, there's only a 41% approval rating of Joe Biden right now, according to an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist College study. That's a, those are some heavy hitters in running studies, which don't often, by the way, lean in any conservative way. But this one, they couldn't find what they wanted. It was going against the Biden administration in a big way. It says perhaps most worrisome for the Democrat in this crunching of the numbers, he saw his support among independent voters drop by 8 points in just 1 week. Wow. 55% of Americans say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. 44% of those strongly disapprove. When you get to strongly disapprove, that's somebody who's saying, I'm all in. Don't try to talk to me. I'm done. I know what I believe. All right. Moving on here. I tell you what. Moving on. Which one do I want next? I got one from Political Insider, one from Just the News. Here's one. This will make you mad. Copper did a great piece on Copper's Corner earlier about Biden administration announcing today that it was going to pay off student loans, or at least, I'm sorry, not pay off. It's going to wind up extending the deadlines for people to start paying off their own student loans, giving them more of a break. All right. That being said, how about this one? How about your tax dollars that went into the one, the trillion, multi-trillion dollars of pandemic relief? Well, in California, they're going to use that to pay for delinquent mortgages. Says thousands of, this is reported by Just the News as of yesterday afternoon. Thousands of California homeowners who fell behind on their mortgage payments during the COVID-19 pandemic could receive relief grants as part of Governor Gavin Newsom's $1 billion plan that was federally approved on Monday. The U.S. Department of Treasury on Monday backed Newsom's $1 billion mortgage relief grant. The governor estimates that between 20 and 40,000 California homeowners could benefit from the program, which is being dubbed as the California Mortgage Relief Program. It's going to cover payments of up to $80,000 per household. Are you kidding me with this? Folks, first of all, that's going to be rampant with fraud. I mean, you're going to have people filing who chose not to make their payments because they knew they could. Because what happened, for many of you, you already saw it. During COVID, it got scary. Some were out of work. Their business was named as being non-essential. They were forced to isolate or go out on unemployment. And so they were allowed to do what's called forbearance, meaning they were allowed to hold off on making those payments for right now to keep them solvent so they could make their payments later. Although not everybody who took the forbearance option needed it. And so what's going to be infuriating is to watch all these people who got government stimulus checks, who took forbearance options when they didn't have to, are now going to go, hey, 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 good for us. We're getting $80,000, honey. We're paying off the mortgage. And that is not the way government's supposed to work. All right, Copper, take us to our last break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. I got a few more number crunchings I'll throw your way. But folks, I just saw it. It was all, I mean, every time I turned around, there was a story that was numbers centric and extremely interesting. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming down to the final moments here of the show. Before I go too much further, I know a bunch of you folks are already getting into that go-home traffic, and you're thinking, what about dinner? What am I going to do? Or I'm just so tired, and I still got to go to my second shift tonight, or whatever the case may be. Just know that I'm going to highly suggest to you, one of the best things you could possibly do right now is make a stop at one of the two locations around here for Just Love Coffee Cafe. I mean, if you like good gourmet roasted coffee. They've got it. I mean, all different versions. Just go pick one off the shelf, take it home with you, grind your own beans, or just get a hot cup while you're there. They can also do all the caramel macchiatos, the lattes, the espressos, all of that. But then what else I'm going to suggest to you is their actual menu, their food menu. Golly, bomb. I mean, sometimes I just get on the menu and I read stuff to you out loud, but I'm just going to tell you right now, they got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got wraps and salads and waffles and omelets. They got all of it. All of it's available all day long. So if you're one of those like me that likes to do breakfast for dinner sometimes, just know that Just Love Coffee Cafe, you may want to stop and grab a bite to eat on the way home or get that good cup of coffee on the way in the morning or whatever the case may be. All I'm saying is Hughes Road in Madison and on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. It is worth your time. All right, wrapping this up. I'm not going to have time to do these clips that I had gotten. I got audio clips for Copper that we're not even going to get to, but here's a couple more things. In terms of crunching the numbers, number three on the Triple Dipper was crunching the numbers. One of the ones that really struck me was that one of the clips I was going to play for you was Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. Wow, she's a wing ding, but Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, after defunding the police $60 million, there's a number, $60 million last year, she is now begging the federal government to send federal agents to help her to get crime under control. And she asked for them to be there for at least 6 months. She's asking the Biden administration to send her ATF agents, she said, to help stop gun violence in my city. Because here's another number, murders are up 57%, over 800 murders this year in Chicago. Meanwhile, 60 felons were let out with basically no bail, and they've all been recharged with violent crimes while out on bond in Chicago. There's some numbers. All right, folks, you have a wonderful night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. He'll be on coming up. Copper and I'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 5, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. You bunch of right side ruffians, have a great night.